Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Accord and 0% APR on the 2022 Pilot or HRV. Visit your local Honda dealer today or shop online.
This is Merloni and Fourier.
Fourier's not here today.
No.
You know, we're not bring up his stuff behind his back, right?
We wouldn't. Was that the plan? Because I actually did the total opposite
of what you did.
You said. Every single MF up in this edition
really?
Of MF Ups is Christian Fourier.
People feel like the stack is decked. The deck. I do that every time.
Welcome to your pregame show.
Christian, your keys to the game.
I hear you. Thanks, Steve.
We get you ready for Patriots-Bills, a rivalry full of big plays.
Cam Newton fumbled at the 12-yard line and the Bills recover.
Close games.
Allen takes the snap. Patriots bring the heat. Incomplete. Knocked away by J.C. Jackson.
And, of course, prank calls.
Tyrod Taylor is the answer now, right? Tyrod Taylor is going to solve all your problems.
It's Lou.
Ear back. Ear?
Like the ear.
So it's not ear.
Are you really trying to say air right
ear.
Now?
It's Christian.
You do the Canada's national anthem.
Canadian anthem.
Station national anthem. Is it all Canada?
Yes.
It's Merloni and Fourier getting you ready for Monday Night Football.
Ah, it's a big Monday. Patriots Monday. Actually, we'll have a Patriots Monday on a Tuesday, I think, tomorrow. Mac will join us tomorrow. What do you say, Fourier?
Hello, Lou.
Hey, do you guys see this guy right now? Like,
yeah.
He's like, I don't think he's mentally, I don't think he's ready for this game tonight physically. He's a mess. He's got a sling. He can't put his headset on. Like, can I get an assistant in here?
Yeah.
Because he's lost his right arm.
I feel like I do need an assistant. I could not put my headphones on. It was a chore.
And he had surgery on the shoulder on Friday.
Yes. And in order to, lower my seat, I had to stand up, kneel on it, and then use my left hand to actually lower it.
So, like all of us, when we hit this age, you go in for a little cleanup, and they find other things. The next thing you know, you're sitting here in a sling for the next 5-6 weeks.
Yeah, 6 weeks.
Solid.
I was like, yeah, just a quick little cleanup, no big deal. Oh, by the way, you had a torn rotator cuff. Oh, yeah, your bicep, yeah, that was torn also. Oh, yeah, there was a bunch of other crud just kind of floating around in there. I was like, oh, doc, no wonder I was in bed. I was asleep for 3 hours.
Oh, my God, you beat up. You ready for this game?
I
mean, it's a big game. What the hell are you going to do?
I don't know. I feel like Mother Nature's coming to get us, Lou. I feel like it's not the Patriots against the Bills. It's the Patriots against Mother Nature and the Bills.
Yes.
Because if
yes.
you did not know.
Buffalo ain't playing in
it. You are playing in Buffalo.
Yes.
And it is terrible.
Yeah.
And Mac Jones has no idea how to play in weather below 30 degrees. It's all going to be one big giant disaster. And your kids are going to die too.
And your kids die too.
Yes. Yes. We understand that. And it's a huge game for the simple fact that for the second week in a row, or a couple weeks rather, you kind of were able to sit back on Sunday as a Patriot fan and watch what happened to the NFL. And I would say the biggest development.
Yeah.
Is Pittsburgh coming back and beating Baltimore? Because of that, you currently sit as the number one seed. You got tiebreakers over everybody. Everyone that's winning the division is 8-4. And then you got you and Buffalo sitting there at 7-4. They're the only team with 4 losses that's not leading the division at 7-4. So this is a big, big game. But what did you think of this Baltimore-Pittsburgh game? Because we sat back. I think for a while, it's like Pittsburgh just can't score, period.
Yeah.
They cannot score. Next thing you know, 17 points in the fourth quarter. They win this game 20-19. Harbaugh goes for 2. Talk to me. You like it?
I know. I thought I was a little surprised, but listen, the play was executed perfectly other than the catch, other than the finish, other than Mark Andrews dropping the ball. And he had been struggling all day. I know he had some catches.
You're putting that on Andrews.
I am putting on air. He needs to catch that ball.
Oh, he's such a catch-pass catching guy.
No, it wasn't,
like,
it wasn't perfect.
If it touches his fingers,
it was an awful pass. No, it wasn't perfect.
He was wide open.
It wasn't perfect. During the game, Andrews had a couple times, one where he dropped the ball, another time where he tried to catch a ball with one hand, and he dropped it. If he uses two hands, he catches the ball. This one wasn't an easy catch, but it wasn't, you know, as far as 1 to 10, as far as difficulty goes, it wasn't a 10. I'd put it at a 6. I mean, I put it at a 6. He puts two hands out there. He catches that ball, and he walks right in. Lamar Jackson is not a good passer. All right, because I would say before this game even happened, the one team I was not buying into, the one team I was not afraid of, was the Baltimore Ravens. I wasn't afraid of the Baltimore
Ravens.
Yeah, you
never believed in them.
Because you say the Buffalo Bills are for – I think the Ravens have so many issues, Lou, when you look at them, like so many issues. And the one – the biggest issue is the guy that helps them win games. It's their quarterback.
All right, I want to jump on the whole, like, two-point decision to go for 2 points, because John Harbaugh, after the game, he had this to say about that decision.
Tried to win the game right there. We were pretty much out of corners, you know, at that point in time. So there's an opportunity to try to win the game right there.
So, okay, so they get some injuries. So they say, screw
Marlon
it.
Humphrey got hurt.
Yeah, okay, so.
Hurt his shoulder, not touchdown.
So instead of risking going into overtime and letting the Steelers get the ball back and going down the field like they had been the last couple series, then screw it. Listen, I don't get mad at coaches for being bold. That was a good play call. It should have worked.
See,
they didn't execute it.
No, don't get me wrong, okay? Because you look at that game and it was, 20-19. Pittsburgh put 17 points in the fourth quarter without being able to do anything early on in that game. Now, Humphrey ends up, tearing a pec on that one touchdown.
Yeah.
He lands awkwardly, his arm. I think he's done for the season.
Yeah.
So, I think the rest of the AFC catches a break right there. I necessarily don't have a problem with it. And I know it's just an odd situation, odd call that people are like, really? You just go to overtime and try to pull that game out? But they were beat up in that secondary. And they weren't stopping Pittsburgh. And it was the right call. Andrews was wide open. And Lamar missed him. Like, that's why I put that on Lamar Jackson. He missed him.
It's not that T.J. Watt had anything to do with it. He comes up the field. He kind of distracts Watson, Lamar Jackson. He's got to kind of flick it to him, almost sidearm-ish, where it limits his accuracy. And it comes in hot and at an angle. When I always talk about like quarterbacks who give you a catchable ball, he doesn't. Everything's hot.
I mean, I don't think it was very catchable. I'm surprised.
I know, but my point
tight
is
end,
all,
you put it all on
it's an
tight
all-pro
ends.
Tight end. Listen, it's not like he turned his head
like
and the ball was on him.
On it. Like a fingertip.
I don't know. I think
he could have brought it in.
I think
at
both
all.
Sides. Well, listen, if we're going to split up the blame, both sides are to blame.
All right, so
Lamar should have gave him a better pass and he should have caught it.
I still think Baltimore's a team you should be worried about. Like, I don't just look at one game. And I know it's been more
than
that.
What scares you about
the
Baltimore Ravens?
I think they stopped the run very well.
Okay, they got a good defense.
They have a very good defense. It stops the run. That makes you do other things, other things that this team might not be comfortable with, like just stopping the run. Okay, go beat us in the playoffs by throwing the football. I think Lamar Jackson still scares you. And as bad as he was on that one pass and the week before he had the four turnovers, I still think it's a unique situation. He is throwing the ball a little bit to Brown. I mean, the other kid, Bateman, didn't get involved, but Andrews is there. I still think it's a very good team. I know it's been a 2 or 3 weeks, but I also think it's part of the season where you often see teams that end up winning it, or whatever it might be, getting to a Super Bowl, sort of look a little different right now. In this middle of the season, I know we're into December, and you got to win in December, but, it's one extra week, so technically we're kind of still in November. We still got to finish the last 4 weeks. I still think they're a dangerous team.
So you know who the most sacked quarterback in the NFL is?
Lamar Jackson.
He is.
Because he's trying to get out of too much stuff.
Because he's a disaster. He's a disaster. And Baltimore is a really odd team. They have one of the worst turnover differential in the NFL, yet they have a winning record. That usually – turnover, when you have a terrible turnover differential, it usually doesn't equate to wins. What shows me is that they continually give it up, yet they overcome it.
Yes.
So they're a good team. For the most part, they're a good team. And they got away from – they narrowly escaped some losses that should have been a loss if they played a half-decent team, Chicago being one of them. It finally caught up to them against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Listen, you rush them, you blitz them. If you have a veteran, well-coached team, Lamar Jackson is not going to kill you. So that's what the Steelers have. T.J. Watt had 3.5 sacks. They had more pressures than I think anybody had on him in, like, the entire year.
Well, I think, yeah, he tries to do a little bit too much, as we know, is in the pocket trying to run and ends up getting himself in trouble. So I think that happens with him. And I think the other one, too, I don't know where you are in Kansas City, I still think they're dangerous, and their offense looked like crap. I think they had 267 yards of offense. Mahomes, 15 of 29. No touchdowns. I mean, it was like a 57 quarterback rating. And I think maybe like Lamar trying to get too cute in the pocket running around, he gets too. You watch him this year, and everything is like sidearm, this no-look stuff. Yeah. And you're like, dude, if you just took another step and set your feet, you'd probably be a little bit more accurate. He's getting too cute. Like, both those guys got to be reeled in a little bit. Because every Mahomes, when he sits in the pocket, and he wasn't perfect either, but still, like, when his feet were set, but he runs out, and it's the sidearm, the no-looks, and it's inaccurate. And you're like, dude, if you just set your feet and made a good throw, it's put the ball in his hands. Let him catch it. But, no, you're going for styling
points. So when we talk about –
but I still think they're dangerous, too.
When we talk about teams that have issues, I still think that the Patriots are the one team that have the least amount of overall issues. The Ravens have issues. You could stop the Ravens. You have a well-disciplined team. You have a veteran team, which the Patriots have. Good linebackers, good edge rushers, good guys up the middle, guys that aren't going to overrun the pocket, aren't going to let him escape. Sure, and then they would also have the ability to withstand the frustration that comes with not being able to tackle Lamar Jackson. There's so much frustration when he escapes the pocket and he rushes for 20 yards. Okay, big deal. He didn't kill you. There's no way. He didn't get a touchdown. It's the big play from Lamar Jackson. So those escapes are going to happen against any team. He's too talented. But if you have a weak-minded team, That'll end up
see,
getting to them.
It's an interesting argument. We look at the Patriots compared to everybody else. I would agree that it's a team that seems like you can trust, right?
Because
they can do a bunch of different things. But is the ceiling as high as some of these other teams when they're playing at high levels? Like when Baltimore's clicking, or Kansas City's clicking, or the team you're playing tonight, Buffalo's clicking, or you pick your team. Like when it clicks, is their ceiling higher than yours?
I feel like your ceiling floor.
Is higher than all of them.
But would you say that they put themselves in a really good position? Like, they're not reliant on anything. They're not reliant, hey, if we can't throw the ball, we're screwed. Hey, if some team has good corners and a good plan, we can't resort to running the football because we can't run the football. We have to pass. So, no, they can do all three. They can do anything. They can run it. They can throw it. They can run play action. That is my point. And I think with Baltimore, that's why I'm not worried about them. I actually hope the Patriots get the opportunity to play Lamar Jackson here in New England.
The Patriots' floor is higher than any of those teams. That's how I kind of look at them.
Okay.
But the ceiling, I don't think it's as high as some of these other clubs. I don't. And again, Baltimore, fine. The last 3 weeks, you don't know who the hell they are. Lamar Jackson's not playing at a high level. Neither is Pat Mahomes. But if you still got 4 or 5 weeks to go, you know, 3 weeks from now, all of a, just like Tampa last year, where there was nothing going out of that break. The bye week. And then all of a sudden, the last 3 weeks, you're like, uh-oh. Well, maybe it's clicking. Like, uh-oh. And I think that's, like, what you look for when you look at teams that can win it. Like, I don't look at 2 or 3 weeks, and I know it's football, but I still don't look at 2 or 3 weeks and say, that's who they are. I just don't think they got plenty of time to figure it out. All right, you got a big game here tonight. Let's talk about what's at stake.
Oh, no, Lou, just real
things
quick.
Things can swing.
It's real windy in Orchard Park.
Oh,
I'm looking
live
at the flags.
Updates. The hair's flying
looking at
everywhere.
The flags. I don't know who that lady is, but
me neither.
Oh, it's like she's in front of a big giant fan.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
and
poor
you
Mac.
And everyone you know are dead.
Oh, poor Mac. He's not going to live to see the day.
It's temperature. Not possible unless you're very, very lucky.
In the 20s, when the game starts, winds could be 30 miles an hour. This is a big one, and there is a lot at stake. We'll get into it. We'll do it next on Merlone and Fourier here on a Monday.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Diana, you told me before we came in here, you think this is the biggest game of the year.
Oh, this is without a doubt the biggest game of the year. We had all this talk, guys. I was on the show with you telling you that the Buffalo Bills were going to go to the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And now it looks like the New England Patriots are dominating not just that division, but the AFC. And this is really going to tell us everything we need to know about whether or not Buffalo is going to be a contender in the playoffs. Because it's now or never for them. At this point, they have to figure it out against this New England Patriots defense that has been outstanding the last 6 years.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, it is interesting, Greeny. That was Diana Rossini talking about this game and how big it is. And it's, you know, is it the biggest game of the year? I don't know. I mean, I think the Cardinals are playing the Rams at some point later in the year, which could have some implications as well, maybe even next week. So, but this is no question about it. This is a huge game between these two teams. It's, you know, I would just say this. The Patriots, the loser of this game has 5 losses. And if it's the Patriots at 8-5, you drop down to the 5 spot. You know, if it's the Bills at 7-5, you know, you're kind of just on the fringe of the playoffs. So this goes from, like, winning your division to sort of the Patriots go to 8-5, and both you and Indy sitting there in a bye week, you come back and play each other in Indy, and it's 7-6 Indy versus 8-5 Pats.
Yeah, to me,
and it's like, just changes the outlook of everything as opposed to being 9-4 going into a bye week.
Yeah, it's to me, it's a given. Obviously, there's less games available to play, and all the games are more important, and so the Patriots right now, because I think it's a huge game for a bunch of different reasons. Okay, one, I feel like if the Patriots want a first round bye, they're gonna have to sweep. They're gonna have to go undefeated the rest of the way. They're gonna have to win this game, get a bye week, get through the Colts, get through Buffalo again, and then finish off with Jacksonville, Miami. I think that is the only way, because right now Tennessee is sitting there on their bye week and they're going to watch this game. And if you lose to the Bills, they get the number one spot again as the number one team in the AFC. And I don't think they're going to lose another game.
Yeah, their schedule's not. Or, I mean, you can look at Kansas City. I mean, they play a bunch of those middling teams in their own division. You know, maybe you think the Chargers are great, but, you know, Denver and Raiders, it's like their schedule's not tough either. Like, the Chiefs could win out. The Titans could win out. So it's tough. It's going to be tough to get the number. You got to win out. You got to win both games against Buffalo and go to Indy and win that game.
Yeah, there's so many aspects to this game overall. Obviously, the weather. Weather. Well, I'll tell you what, it's like the, you know, best supporting role goes to Mother Nature. So I wanted to read this to you because I thought this was funny as far as storylines going into this game. So this was this is a Patriots-Bills recap, okay, from the last time they played them when the Bills beat them 38-9. And this is how it starts. Foxborough, Mass. The Buffalo Bills put a cherry on top the changing of the guard in the AFC East. Put a cherry atop the changing of the guard in the AFC East. Is that how quickly it happened? So the changing of the guard, the Patriots have what? You know, not even a year, a calendar year go by, and the Bills are now taking credit for being, you know, the king of the mountain, king of the hill, after two games, and one game you barely won at home because of a fumble of the quarterback, and this one, okay, granted, you beat the tar out of him. Let's not act like this is a real thing.
Well, we could say that now, but back then when you looked at it, you don't think that was an accurate statement? I mean, the Patriots,
I think they were pushing it.
Patriots had Cam Newton. They had no quarterback of the future. The Bills have an MVP candidate. They're running away with the AFC East. You know, then they end up getting to the AFC title game. And this is the reason why I think a lot of people kind of had the Bills easily winning the AFC East. Like, easily winning the AFC East. And a lot of people's picked to go to the Super Bowl and represent the AFC. So I don't have a problem with that recap from last year. I think it just goes to show you how quickly things turned here in New England, more than anything.
See, no, I think it's more of a desire for, you know, just to prove that the Bills have arrived after so long. And remember, it was the last time. So the Patriots hadn't been swept by a division opponent in over two decades. There hadn't been a team in the AFC East that have beaten the Patriots twice since the Buffalo Bills. It's been forever. It doesn't happen. Maybe you get away with one. Maybe you get lucky. But to beat the Patriots twice, if you're the Miami Dolphins, the New York Jets, or the Buffalo Bills, no way. And the Bills never. I just thought it was funny. Here it is. You beat them 38-9. You end up going to the AFC Championship game, and it's so quickly. Like, they were so concerned with, you know, claiming the top spot in the AFC East. I think they just completely disregarded, you know, what the Patriots were going to be capable of doing. And therefore, I think there's a lot of animosity. I think there's a lot of disrespect being thrown at the Buffalo Bills. I feel like the Bills, even though they feel like they've earned it and they've changed their ways and they're a team that should be respected, I still feel like they don't think that the Patriots or anybody locally gives them enough respect. They don't. I mean, I would, and therefore, I think the Bills are going to beat the crap out of the Patriots.
Say what?
I think the Bills are going to beat the crap out of the Patriots.
Tonight.
There. Yes. Yes. And Mother Nature gets the assist.
What does beat the crap mean as far as, like, a
17? Well, it's not 38-9. It's not 38-9, but I would say how I compare it to. So, loss. So it's not, I don't think it's going to be. It would have to be the Saints, a version of that Saints loss, okay, where it was obvious that they were the better team. You had an opportunity. You had to scratch and claw to get your ass back into it. You finally got a score, but you only got it within eight. And then you needed to get the ball back, and you couldn't. Don't you think there's like a disrespect card, like almost like a rivalry feel to this game, at least from the Bills' perspective?
I do, but that's why I think this game is bigger for the Bills than it is the New England Patriots. The Patriots aren't supposed to be here right now. You know, if they walk, and this is that, you know, this is Buffalo's home game. Like, this is a bigger game for them. They have to hold serve at home. They absolutely have to. The Patriots walk out of here and with a loss, and then 2 weeks from now you get them back again at home. I expect them to win that football game at home against the Buffalo Bills. But so all the pressure's on them to prove that the Bills can handle this. It's more, sometimes it's more than just the talent, right? I felt like the Baltimore Ravens were always, in those years, were like, could handle those moments. They would walk into Foxborough and they were never intimidated by you. You know what I mean? This team has to show that. It's easy to walk into Gillette last year when things were going on the way they were. By the time that blowout happened, it's easy to walk into Gillette and look at that football team and say, yeah, we're going to walk in here. This ain't the same New England Patriot team. Now, all of a sudden, you're walking back this weekend and sitting there going, oh, my God, are they back? Jeez, they got another guy that kind of plays like Brady early in his career, like, the defense is done. My God, are they back again? Now it's up to them to show that mentally they can handle this game. That's probably, to me, like their biggest downfall right now is mentally, can you handle taking these guys over now?
And what makes you think that they can't? What makes you it's not like the Bills have this unproven rookie quarterback, a brand new coach that's never been a head coach before, and a bunch of, you know, rookie or first, a bunch of free agents that are trying to kind of assimilate into the system. I would say this, with this team is very similar to the other teams that you lost to. Good coaching staff, I would say at least for Tampa, a veteran head coaching staff, two good coordinators, and a quarterback that is elite. Okay, Buffalo Bills, head coach that is good, two really good an offensive coordinator and a defensive coordinator, and a quarterback that is elite. And you're playing on the road. Say what you want about Orchard Park. Say what you want about the weather. That's going to be a tough place for him to win. It's going to be a very difficult place for him to win. And they're good. And they're pissed. And they feel disrespected. advantage Bills.
Well, it was interesting because ESPN has this FPI, chance to win the AFC East, you know, and currently entering this game, they have the Bills at 67% chance of winning the East and the Patriots at 33% before the game even starts. And if the Bills win, it's 84%, 16 for you. If the Patriots win, it's only 64%. I mean, it doubles, but it's 64%, close to double. And then it's 36. What I don't understand is, like, the Bills, 84%. Like, if they win this football game, they're basically giving them the division. And they got Tampa next week, and then they got to come to New England again. You know, and you've got, like, you match Tampa with, like, say, Indy after the bye. Then after that, they both have a couple of cakewalks. And maybe it has to do with maybe they think Miami's a better opponent than, say, Atlanta and the Jets that these guys finish with, Buffalo. I just think it's interesting how much things swing after this game. We had Andy Hart last week and saying the second Buffalo-New England game is probably more important. And I would agree. You know, because I think whoever loses this game has to win that second game if they want any chance.
Yeah, but I wouldn't downplay the significance or the environment of this game. I do think it's going to feel like an old school college rivalry. That's what I feel like this game is going to feel like. It's at night. Yeah, it's in Buffalo, but I feel like it would be this way, you know, in Kansas City also, in Denver also. If both teams were kind of legitimate, it would be the same type of environment. Crazy, hostile, loud. Fans have been there since Sunday. Sunday morning, or what was it, Ryan? Would they get there Friday night?
Yeah, they've been camping in the parking lot, getting ready.
Now,
for
what tailgate. What a good looking group of guys that are out there camping out in Buffalo.
What a bunch what a bunch of losers! Why don't you just go home and booze in your house and just show up Monday morning and enjoy the day? You got to sleep over there Friday, Saturday, Sunday night to prove something.
Really? When I would tell you that
none of them have teeth.
There was one guy that looked like it was the other dude's bodyguard, and he just didn't say anything. He just grunted. Like, they were doing a whole interview on, like, some local news station.
All right, it's a big one. There's going to be some weather. So we're going to look at the quarterbacks. Mac Jones. What's his play look like? I mean, he's checked every single box, you know, that you could imagine so far here this year. Is this just the next one? How big of a game is it for Mac? Christian Fourier thinks that the Bills win easily. I'll tell you what I think happens in this game. That's coming up next. Oh, by the way, Steve Tasker. The great
Matthew Slater of the Buffalo Bills.
Seven-time Pro Bowler. Yeah. He's going to join us at 3 o'clock to give us his take on Buffalo. He covers that team up there as a radio show. So we'll talk to Steve Tasker at 3 o'clock. We'll do it next here on WEEI, Maloney and Fourier.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Bills fans from all over began gathering in an Abbott Road camper lot on Sunday evening ahead of Monday night's big game against the New England Patriots.
Tomorrow's game's a big deal, you know. We need to win.
And they say being in the lot is the best way to experience a Bills game.
There's nothing like being here. You're right here at the stadium. Sometimes the Bills and the coaches come walking through.
Doesn't matter what the weather is, we manage to adapt.
I didn't know these guys before I started camping in this camper lot. Now we're all tight as, we're just all great buddies. Let's go Buffalo!
Buffalo fans. That's WKBW, TV news report up in Buffalo. Reporting from Bills Stadium parking lot.
Can you imagine being stuck with
those guys? Sometimes the players and the coaches come by. It's great. They come by.
There's nothing like being here. You're right here at the stadium. Sometimes the Bills and the coaches come walking.
Ooh, oh, yeah. That's a great thrill.
Whoa,
we get to wave to them and tell them we're crazy.
Hey, listen, I'm rooting for you. I cheer the loudest.
Doesn't matter what the weather is. We manage to adapt.
Yeah, figure it out, like buddy. It. He's ready to go.
Dangerous.
I don't think this is a blowout by any means. I think the Patriots lose, though. And I think it's like a 17-13, 17-14, 20-17.
Ugly,
weird game. The over-under at 42 might be at 40.5 now. I think.
Why do you think it's so ugly? Like, why do you think that the Bills won't be able to score any points? Why do you think – so if you think it's going to be ugly, that means, you know, lots of interceptions, lots of turnovers, you know, ball being, you know, fumbled on the ground, like nobody being able to do anything.
Rain doesn't bother me. Snow doesn't bother me. 30-mile-an-hour winds that could gust up to 40, 45, according to this Action Network.
Oh, you got it all down, huh?
Yeah, 26 to 31 mile an hour breezes is expected in Buffalo tonight with gusts up to 47.
So wouldn't that kind of be an asset to the Patriots? So the Patriots, listen, we don't want to throw the balls all over the place. We'll run it.
Yeah, I know, and I think Buffalo getting their big nose tackle back.
Star Lotulelei.
Yeah, that guy. I think that helps as well. I think you saw last week Tennessee and Vrabel sitting there saying, "Let's stop the run." I don't know why you would never, you know, go into this game tonight and not think I'm going to do everything we can to stop the run, especially when you get your biggest run stuffer back, you know, and then you sit there and say, okay, throw it in the wind, Mac. I just think it's a tough spot for him. You know, I don't think either quarterback is really going to look great. I just think it's one of those football games where Mac Jones, I'm a little worried about him in this spot. It's like another test, and it's not like if he doesn't go out there and play well and they lose this game, it's like, he sucks. No, not at all. It's just his first kind of go around at it. You know, playing up in Buffalo, serious winds. He played last week in the cold. Okay, this is going to be even colder, and it's going to be windier, which is going to affect every single ball he throws. You know, those catchable passes that he throws, you know, the ones he just sort of floats there and is perfect.
Oh,
you know,
be floating, all right.
It's going to be floating. Like it's going to end up 5 yards away from the guy.
Yeah, I will say, though, out of all the elements to deal with, snow would be the least of my issues. Just snow, no big deal.
Right.
Easy. Rain and sleet, obviously, just hands get so slick. But the wind, if you don't have a guy that can drive the ball through the wind, then it just moves a lot. It moves. So everything needs to be a rocket. Everything needs to be a heater. Anything that needs to be thrown with touch has a tendency to get kind of, I don't know, just altered, even if it's not being tipped.
Dan Orlovsky, ESPN, talking about Mac Jones up in Buffalo.
The thing that I'm watching tonight in this game the most is this. I've loved Mac Jones since he got selected. I think he's awesome. He has not had his rookie game. He has not had that game this year where we go, he's a rookie, right? So I understand he played at Alabama, and I understand he played in the Iron Bowl, and I understand he played on the road at LSU. The NFL is a different animal. So now you're taking a team that's got expectations on the road, a division opponent versus a really good defense in bad weather.
Okay, so basically he hasn't had a dumpster fire game. That's basically what he's saying. He hasn't had his rookie game. He hasn't had one. You would say New Saints. Orleans, I would say not really. Not really. It wasn't a dumpster fire game where nothing goes right. Getting strip sacked, losing the ball, calling the wrong play, screwing up. Hell, we could say it was that one series last week when he threw the ball into the dirt, almost threw a pick six, and then, you know, tried to, you know, scramble for the first down, but ended up being like 2 yards shy and still signaled first down. And if he does have a rookie game or a dumpster fire game, what does it look like? What does it look like?
It looks like a couple of picks. And it looks like it's not 70%. It's one of those, like, you know, 13 for 25s, you know, 12 for 25s, couple of picks, you know, taking some sacks, you know, not throwing the ball away. You know, and I would say in field goal range taking a sacks, but you tell me. I mean, Falk has been absolutely money. They got the kid Bass, who's pretty good, but what do you do? Like 40 mile an hour winds. Are these winds to our back, or is it
swirling?
I have
no idea.
You tell me about Buffalo winds.
I have no idea.
You played up there before?
No, plenty of times. I have no idea. But here's the thing: like, there was never really. I can't remember a time where the weather was such a factor that everybody was concerned about it. But they also weren't very good ever, so they were never really a threat. So, but I also remember going out there when I was a rookie in the league, and they had all those, you know, all those Pro Bowlers that were still somewhat on the team. And the reputation was still there. And I remember, like, the wind blowing. It was a bitch to play in. Fans were loud. The team was into it. They were good. It was just it was an advantage to them, not to us.
So what about that Lapari said? I know he's played in the Iron Bowl at Auburn. I mean, he's played at Alabama. We've had this discussion before. People have said, oh, he's played in big games before. This
the NFL
be
is a different animal.
Is the NFL a different animal? You played at Colorado. You played in some big places,
sure.
big stadiums, Nebraska, Michigan, all these places.
It is. It is. And to downplay it, I think, is stupid. To act like, oh, hey, you should be ready for an NFL game because you played in a big rivalry game. Like Ohio State, Michigan, Minnesota, Penn State, whatever, any of these Big Ten schools, Red River rivalry, you name it, you know, USC, UCLA. You think the Rose Bowl isn't packed for USC, UCLA, or one Washington plays Washington State? I mean, come on. I feel like when you play in the NFL, there is just a different level of excitement, a different level of intelligence, a different level of importance. It's different. It is. Now, if the team sucks, it doesn't matter. You've seen all these other teams. There's nobody there. Nobody's making any noise. Tonight is definitely going to be an asset to the Bills. I don't care if it doesn't fit, 100,000 people. Just like Kansas City is an asset. You play them at home. It's loud as hell. You can't hear anything in that closed end zone. But I don't think he's going to be intimidated by the crowd.
No.
I don't think that's the issue. Like, is the moment so big for him that he flinches, that he freaks out and he panics? I don't think a dumpster fire game to me is you're throwing picks that the guy didn't catch last week. He dropped it. It should have been a pick six easily. You're just throwing the ball way over somebody's head and you start panicking and nothing goes right. Like, that's a dumpster fire game.
I thought it was interesting because Matt Cassel on Tommy Curran's podcast, he said Buffalo's not that hard of a place to play.
Is Buffalo really unique in terms of atmosphere and noise?
To be honest, no. I mean, when I went there, right, I even played there, but at the same time, I played against them as an opponent. And it's a fun atmosphere, but the stadium's not huge, right? And it's a very similar to that college atmosphere. You come in, the experience itself is unique because you come in, you see the Bills Mafia, the fans, they've got a great venue there. Everybody's barbecuing, having fun. They're saying some obnoxious stuff to you as you come in and as you can only – and you can only imagine some of the signals that they do with their hands and stuff like that. And then once you get in there, though.
Like that?
Yeah, like that. Just like this. Down. Yeah, just, hey, like Notre Dame fans. Hey, how are you?
You stink.
Yeah, you stink.
So he doesn't think it's that,
I disagree.
That tough of a place to play.
I mean, I mean, how do you base, what do you say? It's not a unique environment. What is a unique environment? Dallas, because of how big the stadium is? SoFi Stadium.
See, I put the whole experience is why, like, I think it's a struggle, and I think it's a struggle for Allen too. I don't think he looks perfect either, but I feel like Mac walks in. It's Monday night. It's cold. It's windy. It's on the road. This is like the next box to be checked off, and maybe he doesn't check this one off, and then the next one might be, I don't even know, Indianapolis. If I say at Indian at Buffalo, wouldn't you say this environment here is going to be a little more challenging?
Yeah.
Well, they both be challenging.
Yep.
But I'm saying this is the one. So now he kind of gets the, and this will help him next week, I think, against Indianapolis or in a couple of weeks after the bye. And then the next test is going to come that first playoff game. So there's still some boxes to be checked. I think this is the next one. You've always been saying, like, everyone keeps saying, oh, well, now I want to see him do it against this team. Now I want to see him. Isn't this another one of those? Now I want to see him do it against this team.
I would say,
on the road,
would you say
Monday Night Football?
This is the one thing that he hasn't, the one box that he hasn't checked yet? Wouldn't you say that's
this is one?
Be,
yes, I mean, there's a couple.
I feel like this is it.
There's also, like, down 7 or 8 in the fourth quarter,
yep.
Down 3 or 4 with 4 minutes to go. Like, what do you do there? Like, there's still some things. You love everything you've seen from him before, but let's not pretend like he's accomplished everything.
I know, but
in this league, and has shown you everything he can do.
People continually, upgrade him as from a talent aspect because he's, as a rookie, he is constantly breaking through these walls, proving you wrong, showing that he can handle the environment, handle the situation, handle, like, all the verbiage, everything that goes along with it. He's done it. He's passed every single test.
So this was actually, this is interesting. Joe Burrow, Tyler, is this from his rookie year? what I'm guessing?
That was from this year, just about a month ago.
So this year, talking about going to the loud crowd early in Baltimore and if it affected him. And this was his quote. We knew that they were going to be jacked up for us to come in expecting to beat our ass. But we were ready for it. Playing in the SEC definitely, definitely helped. It gets way louder in SEC than in any of these NFL stadiums.
Okay, spoken from a total stuck-up SEC Heisman Trophy winner. Give me a break. It's like the experience. It's just so stupid. It is so stupid. The arrogance from players that played in the SEC. So you're telling me the Big House and the Horseshoe and Nebraska and, you know, Virginia Tech, when they get cranking, Chestnut Hill? Has anyone been to a game with Chestnut Hill?
Oh, no, he's talking about SEC. When he's at LSU,
give me a break. Playing Bama. Give me a break. Yes. Give me a break.
Give me a break.
Like, I'm telling you, these stupid SEC football players think that they play in the only stadiums that are loud.
The game's not as fast
as
I thought
it was. Give me a break. Give me a freaking break. Like, if you can't hear, you can't hear. What? You think it's quiet at Iowa? You think it's quiet there? Who's been to Penn State for a game?
So you're turning only the SEC is loud.
Well, that's just what he's sitting there.
But you're at least admitting that college crowds can be just as loud. Is that what you're saying?
No,
you agree with him there?
I think the noise is a noise. At one time, Bill had this noise meter or something like that. He was like playing. He's like, hey, he kept coming up to me. He's like, hey, can you hear? Can you hear? And I was like, no. I can't hear. Okay, when they cranked it up again, can you? I was like, it does. Like, once you can't hear at 10, what does it matter if you crank it up to 11? I can't hear at 10, so it could be at 15. I still can't hear anything. So what is intimidating about it? Just the overall vibe. I'd say in pro stadiums, it is a different environment. It just is. Like, maybe just because you're not considered amateurs anymore. Maybe because the people in the stadium aren't alumni. They're actually, you know, paying customers, you know, that are following the team. But don't give me this stupid, it's louder than the SEC. Shut up. Give me a break.
I think he's saying it's
the Pac-12.
Give me a break.
I think he's saying it's loud.
You think it's
already
loud in Austin Stadium in Oregon?
Pac-12 very personal.
No.
Yes, you are. You're taking it very personal.
But in the SEC, it means more.
Oh, that's right.
Yes,
I forgot.
They're just
better. Just ask Alabama.
They're just better.
Give me a break.
But I thought it was interesting.
Snob.
I want to play Mike Lombardi. You weren't here on Friday, but we were asking Mike Lombardi about the weather, and he kind of turned it on the Buffalo Bills on Friday.
Buffalo is a team that has not really been built for the weather of Buffalo. They're more of a finesse team, and we're going to have 29 degrees, windy, and overcast there. 21-mile-an-hour wind. Probably snow. So that's not exactly the best conditions to throw the football. It's going to come down to physical toughness within the trenches, and we'll see which team's better in that area.
See, I don't know if I actually believe that either. I'm not buying that 100%.
You know why he's saying that, though, I think.
Because he loves the Patriots?
He looks at running games. And Buffalo's running game isn't, you know, like Singletary went off the first few weeks. I think the amount of carries aren't there. They're not committed to the run. Hell, Moss, a guy that everybody's looking at, a short yardage guy, he was inactive last week. Maybe he plays this week, but he doesn't run the ball off. And Matt Breida's a guy that they're going to a lot recently in the last few weeks. So it's like they're not committed to the run. So what he's saying is, like, they're throwing the ball. They're throwing the ball to Beasley and Diggs, you know, and Sanders and Knox. They want to throw the ball, and it's not built for windy, cold weather. They don't have that power great back.
No, I would say, like, you know, when I was here, we never altered our game plan because of the weather. We never said, well, you know, listen, it's going to snow. We probably shouldn't throw it. We threw it, whether it was windy, whether it was snowy, whether it was rainy and windy, whether it was just freaking freezing as hell, all get out. We didn't alter our game plan. And I always thought that we would. And every time we'd have an install, we just ran what we ran. And, you know, weather be damned. But it's not like... I feel like he looks at that and says, you know, Josh Allen grew up in, you know, Southern California and went to USC. Is not used to, like, he didn't play in Wyoming. He didn't spend the last 3.5 years in Buffalo. The dude is an outdoorsman. Not only that, but he's got a cannon for an arm. He can throw the ball he can drive the ball through the wind. I feel I'm less worried about him than I would be Mac Jones. Like, I mean, listen, I think they're both going to be, you know, great quarterbacks in the end. But you worried about Josh Allen and his tosses?
I think the worries about Josh Allen is more of whether it's windy, cold, warm, beautiful, snow. It is like, you know, if you were to tell me which guy could completely lose it, we've seen Josh Allen do that, right? As you pointed out before, that we really haven't seen that from Mac. Although if it could happen, it could be tonight. So it's like, if Josh Allen, if this was a beautiful night, we'd be sitting there talking about how Josh Allen can lose it and give you the ball a couple of times. Windy, cold, warm, it doesn't matter, right?
Yeah,
I the weather really matters with
him. No, and I don't, but I don't. He looks at this offense and he says, "Oh, you know, they're not a running
team.
They
don't commit to it."
Okay, but I don't know. I don't see that being. I'm not worried about the weather with them and their philosophy and offense. They practice up there. They play up there. They run their plays in this weather all the time. It's not like you know the L.A. Chargers or the L.A. Rams suddenly coming up to play Buffalo. Doesn't happen.
Yeah, so a lot of people, it's funny because a lot of people talking about this college stuff now. What is this? People like just texting in. You think 30,000 drunk LSU alumni aren't louder?
It doesn't matter.
Like 71,000 at Bill Stadium. I don't understand. Yeah, it's just like people that kind of either downplaying it or talking about how. And I think a lot of this has to do with, because we've done this before. You know, we've talked about college quarterbacks and we've looked at them differently. But now that we have one from Alabama, now we spin it back the other way around, right? Because it's not like every single college quarterback that has come from a big program has succeeded and played well in big games. You know, successful quarterbacks in college, in big programs, they're just automatically good in big games, on the road, in large stadiums, because they're accustomed to it in college. We sort of used to laugh at that. But now that we have one of those guys, it's...
Oh, I'm not saying at all.
No, I'm saying that people texting in.
I'm not saying at all.
That's all. I'm just saying people texting in with these kind of comments.
No, Colorado is Division I, and we won a national championship, so you can go suck on it. Christian, you jerk off. He didn't say the SEC was louder than the Big House or Ohio or Nebraska. He said it was louder than the NFL. Why could you just pay attention? I was paying attention, and I don't think it matters. If you can't hear at level 10, what does it matter if they get to a 15? What is it, Spinal Tap?
Mm-hmm.
What does it matter?
They always crank it to 11.
If this one goes to 11. Okay, I still can't hear at 10. And I would say some of these, like I always thought, Michigan, that was they held a lot of people, but it wasn't loud.
Michigan did.
Michigan was not loud. Like, people, do you think the Patriots Stadium is a loud, intimidating stadium?
No, and if you agree, then you just haven't been there. It's not.
It's one of the least intimidating stadiums I've ever been in.
Yeah, it's very quiet. You get up, third down, scream, but it's still not that loud,
no,
right?
It isn't. It just is
and
not.
And there's a lot of people there.
The intimidation was always the fact that Brady was on the other side, Bill was on the other side. You know, I'd be more intimidated by the guys holding the muskets than I would anybody else.
Yeah, so I don't know. We'll see how this thing goes, but I do think that this is a good test. You know, for a game, like, again, I think it's kind of like a sloppy offensive game. I would say, like, say 20-17, something along those lines. And I would favor the Buffalo Bills. Because I don't see you going undefeated the rest of the way. I don't. So I see two more games you could lose. I don't expect you to lose at home against this Buffalo team. But I expect you to kind of lose either this game, and I think it's this game. And then maybe you take care of business against Indy. I don't know, on the road. Maybe this game helps a guy like Mac Jones prepare for a team, you know, like Indianapolis on the road. Let's go to phone calls. I want to go to Paul in New Hampshire. Paul, you're on with Maloney and Foria. Go ahead, pal.
Hey, guys. Great show. Thanks for having me on. Hey, I just think you guys are being kind of Debbie Downers there, that you're not following the trend there, that the team has done everything it possibly can do to prove to you that they can play on defense and offense, and you guys are picking the wrong team.
So you're just mad at us because we picked the wrong team? And we're not going along with the
wave?
I'm
mad at you because the team is that. How many times have you picked them to lose in the last six games? And you're doing it again.
I think once.
No, I think twice.
I'm actually better than their record when it comes to picking what they're going to do and what they're not going to do. So I picked them to win and they've lost a game. I picked them to lose and they've won one game, I think, maybe. No, Paul,
I mean, their last, what, four games, they're over 30 points and they're giving up 10 points a game or something like that? I mean, come on, guys.
Okay.
They can score, they can run, they can throw. I mean, what can't they do?
I know, but are you acting like the Buffalo Bills are just some chump that just has never done anything?
So
like,
play the Patriots.
You give them no credit whatsoever.
No, they're a great passing team. They're one-dimensional. They can't run the ball.
They haven't been able to. You are correct. They don't commit to it too
much. So all we have to worry about is the pass tonight, which the wind is going to help us in that aspect.
It should. Yeah. Is it going to help you?
So we can run the ball. We can run the ball and we can throw the ball. In whichever one you're going to take away, we're going to be able to do the other, right?
So, Paul, do you think they're going to just win out, win every game the rest of the year?
They might.
So, no, yes or no?
We've seen it before.
I'm guessing that you think they're going to win every single game the rest of the year. All right. Thanks for the call, Paul. We appreciate it. I don't think they're going to win every game the rest of the year. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I apologize. I am a hater. Apparently, I don't think they're going 13-4. So, I don't know what to tell you. But I think this game is a tough one. Steve Tasker, he is a 7-time Pro Bowler. He currently is up there in Buffalo. He does a radio show, the co-host of One Bills Live. He has a good take on the Buffalo Bills. What's at stake for this organization? We're going to talk to him next. By the way, this hour, Maloney and Fourier, brought to you by FindMassMoney.com. Steve Tasker, we'll talk to him next.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.